VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk. I shouldn't have to tell you this, but ladies and gentlemen, November 6, 2018 is Election Day in the United States. It's our midterm election. That's just over 3 weeks away. Early voting has already begun in many locations across the nation. The question is, how informed are you to the candidates and the issues on the ballot? Do you know what offices you're voting on? Do you know about among those offices that you are voting on, who is on the ballot? Do you know where those candidates stand on various issues that are important to you? Well, if you're struggling to answer these questions, we hope you'll find today's program to be helpful. And it's our privilege to have with us Adelaide Kimball, Senior Advisor and Founding Board Member of Vote Smart. They're a nonpartisan research group whose mission it is to provide free, factual, unbiased information on candidates and elected officials to all Americans. Adelaide, nice to have you with us today.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
We're going to be getting into the services that you offer, but you're one of the founding board members. Tell us how Vote Smart got started.
Well, we started Vote Smart back in the late 80s as kind of a research project. We, as voters, some of us were voters, some of us were former candidates, and elected officials, and teachers, lawyers, journalists, housewives, and just an unusual group of people from different perspectives. And what we wanted to do was see if we could liberate voters from having to listen to and depend on the candidates and the parties and the special interests for real factual information about the issues they cared about and which candidates stood closest to their position. So we started Vote Smart as a research project, and we gathered what we would call a resume, really, for candidates. We kind of gathered this information independently of depending on the candidates and the parties themselves for the information. We researched various places where we might get what you would consider essential if you were going to hire someone for an important job. We consider campaigns as job applications, and when these folks, candidates, are applying for these jobs, they ought to be willing to show up with a resume. They ought to be willing to show up for the job interview and tell you how they're going to do the job for you, the voter, if you hire them in November. Mm-hmm. So we put together the kind of information that we would consider a solid resume on the candidates, and then we decided we have to make it available free and easy for anybody, regardless of whether they're liberal, conservative, third party, you know, Republican or Democrat, so that anyone could trust that the information they were getting on these candidates was factual. It was didn't have a hidden agenda. It was not loaded on one side or the other. So we put it all together in 1990, and it was so popular when folks found out they could call, at that time, the most advanced technology in 1990 and then 92 was a toll-free phone number.
Right.
We didn't even have a website. There wasn't, the internet really wasn't usable for us, and so we had a toll-free phone number. It was staffed by college interns and volunteers, and you could call a free phone number from a pay phone. You didn't have to own a phone and ask a question, any question about any race in the country, and you'd get the answer right over the phone. So that's how we started Vote Smart. I want to emphasize that from the beginning, we knew that people are very cynical about political information, and that was back in 1992. Now it's even worse, I think. So, you know, they're always questioning, well, what's your hidden agenda? You know, why are you doing this? Can I trust your information? In order to make sure that not only the reality but the perception of independence and nonpartisanship was solid, we put in three protections to our system. One was our funding. We decided from the beginning we would not accept, we wouldn't accept the kind of support that candidates get. We would only accept funding from individuals or from foundations that don't have corporate ties. So our funding has remained. entirely contributions from individual people, small mostly found individuals contributions,
so
and
no,
then from foundations.
No special interest groups?
No special interest. No labor money, no corporate money, no money or support from any organization that lobbies government on any issue at any level.
Hmm.
That's pretty tough. Let me tell you, it's really tough to run a national organization without those deep pockets, but we do it. And we do it because we don't want someone to point to information like a voting record that we've included or language we've used to say, oh, well, that's a loaded question. You know,
mm-hmm.
you must be, well, look, you're getting money from the telecommunications industry or something like that. So that, and actually that protection was suggested by one of our interns, a college student who said, you know, I'm not comfortable accepting support from these, you know, businesses or labor unions that might have a reason to support us and then want to pull our strings a bit. So we didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
The second protection to our system from the beginning has been our founding board. We have the most unusual group of sort of political enemies over the years supporting VoteSmart. And when I say supporting, I don't mean with money, but I mean lending their name to this effort. Carter and Ford, Presidents Carter and Ford joined as co-founders. Barry Goldwater, George McGovern, former senators and sort of political enemies, were on our board. John McCain was on our board, along with Michael Dukakis, who's still on our board. So it was a sort of a balanced group. And if we have a board member who leaves the board for some reason, then we have to replace him with the same ideological, to keep the same ideological balance.
Right, so nobody can be on your board without a political opposite then.
That's right, and we have third-party people, independents. You know, the independents have grown and measure dramatically over the last 26 years since we've been doing VoteSmart.
Mm-hmm.
But it represents all interests. And then the third protection has been that nobody's making much money at VoteSmart. Most of the research that is done by volunteers and college interns. So the what little money that we do are able to raise goes straight into our programs with minimal salaries. We kind of look at it as sort of a Peace Corps effort. You know, you commit to a couple of years at VoteSmart, and then, you know, you have done your part for the common good.
We're talking today with Adelaide Kimball, and for those of you who are not familiar with VoteSmart, that's the purpose of the program today, is make you more aware of this nonpartisan research group, and they maintain that by not taking funding from labor or from corporations, not from special interests. Their board is they have political opposites that sit on that board, and they maintain that unbiased factual information for people all across the nation. Do you follow only federal candidates, or do you follow state candidates as well?
You know, we started out following federal candidates and gubernatorial candidates around the country. We have since added, we track about 40,000 candidates and incumbents in office right now. So we track the presidential level. We track, including cabinet members. we track gubernatorial candidates and incumbents. We track members of Congress, House, U.S. House, and Senate, and candidates for those offices. And we track the state legislatures and those races every year. So there's, and then we actually go down to the state and or county and local level, just with basic information about who it is that does represent you at those levels and how you can contact them. We have an enormous amount of data on the congressional, presidential, and state legislative, gubernatorial, and state legislative levels. So the lower offices, the more local offices, we track just so that you can know who to call, how to reach them, who they are, and how to voice your opinion if you want to contact them.
Okay, so you're talking like municipal at that point, or
mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, county board of supervisors, city councils, and mayors. So those are all, and the value of VoteSmart is how easy it is to use to get into this information. It's so much data that you'd think it would be unwieldy, but all you need to know is your zip code.
Yeah.
And if you type your zip code into our website, our homepage, or you call our toll-free phone number, which I can go into detail on later, you will actually call up the people who represent you, who are the incumbents who you elected last time, and also then in this election year, those who are running for that office or applying to you to get those jobs.
Well, folks, keep in mind, this is a massive collection of information. I mean, think about this election itself. We have the entire House of Representatives up for election. We have one-third of the U.S. Senate. And while that's going on, they're still maintaining all those who the incumbents and their track record, their voting records, and other positions as well, the state-level offices, and primarily through interns and volunteers that do the digging and research for you, Adelaide?
That's right. Our headquarters is now at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. We've had offices, research offices, at a number of universities around the country, and we are now centered in the sort of the heartland and in a way the center of political activity every 4 years for mm-hmm. sure, you know, during the presidential primary season. So we rely on interns from Drake University and also other surrounding Iowa colleges and universities, but we also have interns who come from all over the country who have contributed to Vote Smart's data over the years. And so we have an internship program. If you live in Des Moines, Iowa, it's really easy. If you don't live in Des Moines but you still want to do an internship and join the research team, you can come for 10 weeks at a time and become a member of our staff, basically. They're not paid internships, but we use students from all over the country. And then our paid staff is mostly young people who are just, you know, it's like sometimes a first job out of college. And so they're all very smart, they're idealistic, they're committed to providing this service as a public good.
Okay, and friends, we're going to be giving some website information as well as contact phone number here for the organization through the course of this interview. So we'd encourage you to have handy a pen, a pencil, a sheet of paper to jot down this information, because you will find the organization Vote Smart to be just a wealth of information that is provided for you about the candidates and issues. We're just about a half a minute from a break, but you actually publish here something called the Voter's Self-Defense Manual. Just give us a brief overview mm-hmm. of that, if you would.
Sure. The Voter's Self-Defense Manual is about a 100-page small pamphlet that is chock full of samples of the data that we cover on members of Congress. So it's got some voting records, it's got some ratings by special interest groups, it's got contact information. You can sort of look at your own congressional delegation and see and get sort of a sampling of what you can get on our website by looking at this. It's free of charge. If you call our toll-free hotline, it's 888-VOTE-SMART. You can order one right over the phone, and we'll send it to you free of charge, or you can order it on our website. But it's a way to look, to kind of delve into the data on the surface, and then you go to our site and you can drill down to incredible amounts of information.
We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, in total, how many animal species have been found in the fossil record?
You know, Chris, the answer to this question surprised me. Evolutionists are fond of talking about millions and millions of fossil animal types, but in reality, only about 250,000 fossil species have ever been found. That's far fewer than the number of species that are still existing today. And it certainly is not many compared to the millions and billions of animals which must have existed if evolution were true. What we find in the fossil record are clams and snails and coral, the very same kind of animals that are alive today. Face it, Chris, evolution didn't happen. It's not happening today, and it didn't happen in the past, as recorded in the fossils. What happened is creation, just like it says back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
folks, a reminder, Election Day is November 6th. I trust you're taking like a big red marker circling that day on your calendar and that you're preparing right now to go and cast your vote. A very critical election. Of course, this election is going to determine which party is going to have control over the House and Senate, who is going to be the governors of so many states, who is going to be controlling your state legislatures, and what is their ideals and values, and do they match yours? A critical election, and what party is going to be approving the next justice to the U.S. Supreme Court or judges to the federal bench? That will all be determined by this upcoming election. We're talking today with Adelaide Kimball, senior advisor and founding board member of Vote Smart. Again, they're a nonpartisan research group, and they provide free of charge, factual, unbiased information on the candidates and also elected officials. And we were just talking about the manual that they put out. It's a voter's self-defense manual, and this is free of charge. It's about 100 pages, but you need to contact them like right away, because with the election coming up, folks, it's got to be sent to you, and we'll tell you also how you can obtain a lot of this information on the web. But it's 1-888-VOTE-SMART, 1-888-VOTE-SMART, and that's 1-888-868-3762. That's 1-888-868-3762. Perhaps you're traveling down the road and said, I can't remember those numbers. Well, you can remember 1-888-VOTE-SMART. And you can just ask for that voter's self-defense manual, a very comprehensive manual here, Adelaide, in which you've got so many factors in this, one of which you actually track a number of key votes that this politician took. I mean, this is more about what they say. It's about what they do or did. And so you track a number of key votes that happened in this last legislative cycle.
That's right. We think it's more valuable for most of us not to track every vote, but to track the votes that are most important based on issue, what they have to do with a specific issue. You know, nobody has time or wants to learn bill numbers and read pages and pages of legislation. So what we do with the voting records that we track is boil them down to their essence. We would collect a vote that has to do with abortion policy or immigration or gun rights. And so rather than give you the whole text of it, we're going to boil it down to the few bullet points that are the most key parts of that legislation. And then when you see how your member of Congress or your state legislature voted on that vote on that piece of legislation, you really understand, well, you know, are they pro-choice or pro-life?
Yeah.
In other words, it's easy to extrapolate for yourself where they stand on that issue.
And coupled with that, you have interest group ratings, and you just mentioned the abortion issue, and you actually have ratings where they what kind of rating did they get from National Right to Life, and what kind of rating they got from Planned Parenthood Action Fund.
That's right. And so you can figure out if they got an 80% or 100% from one side and a 30% or a 0% from the other side, then that gives you a pretty good idea of how that member of the legislature or Congress has stood on that issue and has voted on that issue over the recent past. So it's based on their job performance, not what they say, what they want you to hear, but what they did.
You also reveal where current legislators get their money.
That's right. We think it's important to find out who's behind these people. You know, if you interview someone for an important job and you find out that they are being supported and funded and are going to be answering to someone else, not you as their employer, but someone else who is actually supporting them, you know, you're going to be a little bit suspicious of how they might do the job for you. The whole thing about Vote Smart is that we don't care how people vote. We don't care where they stand on the issues. We have signs up in our office at every door. Check your politics at the door. Hmm. That's a golden rule for us, because we want people to know that regardless of where they stand on the issues, they're going to get just the facts from Vote Smart that are going to help them decide which of the candidates is going to best represent their own interest.
And folks, what this does, it really gives you the information rather than the quick 30-second soundbite on television, that those commercials, the attack ads, the mud here, the mud there, the little flyer that comes to your door, and you wonder, really, what's behind this? And at Vote Smart, they are able to really break it down. Where does this candidate stand on this particular issue? And again, their phone number is 1-888-VOTE-SMART, 1-888-868-3762. And you can just ask for that self-defense manual, the voter self-defense manual. But this booklet reveals information about people currently serving in Congress, but you also have helpful online tools pertaining to all the candidates running for office this year.
That's right. Yeah, all the people running to replace those who represent you now, perhaps. Yeah, I wanted to go back to the voter self-defense manual just to say
sure.
One thing. We titled it this year, for the first time ever, Our Darkest Hour, which is sad. But meaning by that we're in a place now where learning the facts, getting factual information, is so important. It's more important than it's ever been before. What we found in terms of where candidates are spending their money, this campaign finance business, over 80% of the money that they raise, over 80% of the donations that we may make to a candidate is now used not to build themselves up, not to tell you, the voter, where they stand on the issue, how they're going to do the job if you elect them. It's used to trash their opponents. And that's pretty dismal.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need in this election is for people to stand up for the truth, for the facts, and vote in their own best interest, but vote, cast an informed vote, not just a vote. You're not
right.
going to get informed with these, as you said, the stuff that comes to your mailbox or the 30-second ads on TV, and even some of the TV shows, the supposedly news shows on the cable news. Some of those are not giving you the facts either. Vote Smart guarantees that you're going to get just the facts on these candidates on your ballot.
Again, folks, the website, well, the phone number, 888-868-3762, but the website, votesmart.org. Tell us about what you've got available there.
We've got some incredible online tools on our website. The first thing you see when you come to our website is a visual that says, I Spy, Political Galaxy, Vote Easy, On Point. Those are all online tools that will help you drill down into our data and get information on the candidates and those incumbents who represent you now. First of all, we focus on six basic areas of research. In the six areas that we focus on for federal candidates and for state legislative candidates are biographical backgrounds, voting records, issue positions, special interest ratings, their speeches and public statements, and their campaign finance data. So those are the six areas you can expect to get solid information on from our website. You can drill down in each of those areas by using the iSpy tool. You just click on what looks like a file folder, and you can get votes. You don't need to know the bill numbers. You just type in an issue or select an issue you're interested in, and it'll come up with all the votes in that issue area, in Congress or in your state, your own state legislature, going back the past year and a half, 2 years. The speeches and public statements that we have are searchable by keyword or phrase. We're tracking every gubernatorial, congressional, and presidential incumbent and candidate. We collected what they've said in speeches and in interviews, what they have on their website, their position papers, and you can type in the word you're looking for, any word, border wall, for instance, and it will take you to the very statements that that candidate or incumbent made on border walls, tell you what, it should give you the whole text of the statement or the speech, but it'll also take you directly to the place in that speech where they talked about a border wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually see whether, last year they were saying something about border walls to senior citizens in your state, and then something completely different this year to college students in your state. It gives you a way to track their consistency.
Okay, so all those speeches and records are there. Let's talk about Political Galaxy. Tell us about that particular spot on your site.
Sure. That's another way. These are all ways to get into the same data, by the way. It's not going to be different data in any of these tools, but it's a different way to get to the data. Political Galaxy allows you to select a candidate or an incumbent at the congressional, gubernatorial level, type in their name, and then it'll come up with, pull up a list of all the issues you can search that candidate on. And basically, it's taking you on a trip through the galaxy.
Yeah.
It even looks like a galaxy. And it'll come up with, in those six categories of information, anything they said on the issue you selected.
I just called my own congresswoman who represents this area where our studio is located. So her name is there, but then you can find out any issue where she stands on abortion, animals and wildlife, civil liberties, death penalty, environment, guns, marijuana legislation, marriage and family, sexual orientation, gender identity, stem cell research. I mean, it's very exhaustive as to what is available there to learn where the candidate stands.
Yeah, there's actually no excuse with this kind of a tool to not know where your candidates stand on a particular issue. And the other thing Political Galaxy does is it allows you to look at an issue and immediately see all the areas that are linked together. You know, in other words, you don't have to go to votes and then back out of votes and go to ratings. You have all of those categories of data right there on your screen in one place, and then you can go from one to the other and become really informed about where they stand on any of these issues.
That's Political Galaxy. You also have a spot called Vote Easy.
Vote Easy is terrific. It's Vote Easy is a way to sort of get identify your political soulmate in a way of you get to take the test, more or less, the test issue questions that we have given to every congressional, gubernatorial, state legislative candidate this year, and we ask them specific questions on issues, abortion, budget, campaign finance data, economy, education, environment, and energy, healthcare, immigration, it goes on. Just the key questions in each of those issue areas. We've already asked the candidates to address those. That's called our political courage test. And unfortunately, increasingly, candidates have absolutely no political courage because they're saying, no, we won't answer these questions in huge numbers now, whereas they used to be willing to answer questions on issues more. But anyway, so we present for you and Vote Easy the same questions we ask the candidates. You get to answer them. And then what you see on your screen is a green lawn with campaign signs for each of the candidates running for Congress, for U.S. House or U.S. Senate in your state. And as you answer those questions, we've done the research on the same questions for these candidates, and their campaign signs come forward towards you if you agree with them, or they recede from you if you disagree with them. So in the end, what you're looking at on your screen is a campaign sign of the candidate most like you on most of these issues.
Wow. Folks, a tremendous tool at votesmart.org, votesmart.org. If you'd like to get online here, maybe you've got a question for our guest, you can pick up your phone, call us at 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
It is hard to believe that our society has changed so much that sharing the love of Christ might be characterized as hate. Yet the greatest need of mankind is to come to personal faith in Jesus Christ. To many, witnessing can be daunting, discouraging, and difficult in many ways, and as a result, many shy away from sharing this good news. In the book, By Which We Are Saved, authors Preston and Kelly Condra provide helpful information on sharing the gospel with confidence. It's a complete handbook for witnessing, equipping the Christian with not only the gospel message, but how to handle objections with concise responses. You will learn how you can incorporate evangelism more fully in your daily life. By Which We Are Saved is available from VCY for a donation of $16 or more. To obtain your copy, call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We are just a little over 3 weeks away from our midterm election, and this is an organization that's dedicated to give unbiased, nonpartisan information to you. It's called Vote Smart, and they do have the Voters Self-Defense Manual here for 2018. It's you can obtain it free of charge by calling them at 1-888-VOTE-SMART. 1-888-VOTE-SMART. That's 888-868-3762. 888-868-3762. And this will provide for you about all of those who have been serving in office and votes that they have taken on things like abortion, crime, defense, environment, finance and banking, foreign affairs, oil and gas, housing and property, guns, technology, veterans, etc. You'll find that all there. You'll find how different groups rated them, both pro groups that are opposing to one another, both pro and con groups, and you see what their rating is, and helps you formulate, okay, who are you standing with as it relates to it? But then that's also expanded through the website votesmart.org, where the site has information not only on those who have been in office, but also who are running for office here this fall. Now, our toll-free number here to Crosstalk today, if you have questions on this issue, our number is 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Now, Adelaide, you were talking about a political courage test. Give us a word about that test. You said candidates are becoming more reluctant to respond to the questions.
That's right. This test that we've done every year since 1992 with all congressional and state legislative and gubernatorial and presidential candidates asked them one question. Are you willing to tell voters where you stand on issues you might have to deal with on their behalf if they elect you? Yes or no? So it's really a yes or no question. And if a candidate says, sure, I'll tell voters where I stand on these issues, then we basically say, prove it. Here's a list of issue questions that are both top on the public's mind and also likely to come up in the next session. Just take a few minutes and answer it. You can even use your own words. You don't have to, it's not like a yes-no questionnaire where we try to lock you into voting a certain way. Not at all. You can say anything you want on each of these issues and use your own language. We're just looking for some evidence that a candidate is willing to show up for the job interview and tell his prospective employers how he might handle the job if he's hired. What we've found, you know, increasingly is that candidates show up for this job interview and then they want to spend all their time trashing their opponent, telling you why the other person wouldn't be good in the job. This is an independent way to get their issue information. It used to be that up to 72% of the candidates would say yes and then prove it and answer the political courage test, and now it's down to less than 20%, and incumbents are practically off the map because they hardly ever answer these issue questions on this test. So what we've just started doing is answering the test for them. Our researchers look at their public records and their statements on each of these questions and deduce how they might have answered the questions and then put it on our screen under political courage test. And if the candidates say, no, you've got it wrong, that's not the way I would vote on that or how I would deal with that issue, then we say, fine, then you give us, at any time, you give us your own answers. Mm-hmm. That's the data that's used in the Vote Easy online tool, the cutting edge online tool. And so that allows you, the voter, to compare the candidates' for the same position when they're asked the very same questions. And when they refuse to answer, as I said, our researchers will answer it for them. So we have the data on them. It's good. You know, refusing to answer it doesn't really do them any good.
Right.
And the reason we call it the political courage test is because, guess what? It takes, unfortunately, a lot of courage to go around their consultants and their advisors' advice, and they're telling them in greater numbers not to answer questions on the issues. Stick to your talking point.
Wow.
Don't talk about anything that's not good for you that we haven't polled and tested to be one of your strengths.
And this is where Vote Smart has done research and speeches and everything else to provide you listeners the information. We're going to pick up our first call here. By the way, our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Have some open lines, 800-733-9829. We've got Karen from Minneapolis. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to find out how I can get information on the local candidates, such as judges and so forth.
Yeah, well, that's tougher because there are so many local candidates around the country that VoteSmart can't track their positions, and their statements. We just don't have the money or the personnel to do that. But we do have we have county voting office information. So you can call them and find out, what information they might have on ballot measures, for instance, to send you, and voter guides. We have the contact information for those who do represent you. You can call them and say, I'd like to know where you stand on this particular issue. That's pretty labor intensive, but in a locality, that's pretty much the best way to do it. The other thing you can do clearly is you can contact your local League of Women Voters or other organizations in your state or your city and ask them for some information on, candidate meetings, yeah. Candidate debates and that
so
sort of thing.
If she calls a toll-free number to Vote Smart, would they at least be able to direct her as to a phone number or something that she could call on a local level?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
888 Vote Smart.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Karen. Again, that's 1-888 Vote Smart. 1-888 Vote Smart, and make sure that you don't dial a zero for the letter O in vote. That's 1-888-868-3762. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. And that's one of the features you have as well. If people go on your website and they cannot find the information they're looking for, where a candidate may stand on various issues, they can call the toll-free number where you've got researchers who will start doing research on that issue.
You bet. And that's such a, that is like a godsend in today's world, where most of the time an 800 number is automated and you have to go through this whole menu of press 1 for this and 2 for that. You call 888 Vote Smart and you will immediately be talking with a real person. Hmm. They'll answer any question. I mean, if it's something we don't even have on our website, they will do the research for you, and if they can find out the answer, they will. In fact, in the past, when we had so many people calling our hotline because there weren't, just call the Voters Research Hotline, mm-hmm. because we didn't have a website, people would call up and ask questions like, well, I'm in jail. Can I vote now?
Wow.
Am I permitted to vote? Or one person called and said, where is the Electoral College? Our researchers will answer any question they can.
sure. Well, voter education, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, do you track referendum questions? I know there's a number of referendum questions around the country.
Yeah, we do. The ballot measures are on our website, and you can also call to get, talk with one of our researchers about them as well. But we include every ballot measure on the ballot in any state, and a summary of what they, what they are, what they stand for. And again, our hotline number serves also as a helpline for our website, and there are very few websites in existence that have a toll-free phone number that you can call and get help on their on the website. So that's we think of it as a not just where you get information, but where you can get help navigating our website.
Right. Now, friends, this is a time to be getting this information. It's not on Election Eve or Election Day. It's right now where you can be calling. And again, you can obtain that Voter Self-Defense Manual, the 2018 Voter Self-Defense Manual. It's free, but you need to call and request it at 1-888-VOTE-SMART. That's 1-888-868-3762, and you'll find a ton of information, helpful information, at votesmart.org. We're going next to Thomas, who was calling in from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Thomas, you're on the air.
I just wanted to add my 2 cents to your program today.
Okay.
Back in 2014, I heard of this organization, contacted them for their manual on the self-defense manual, and I highly endorse that. I tell you, this manual is absolutely packed with things that I had never even thought of contacting with my representative. And I was quite interested that there were not a whole lot that took the political courage test.
Well, that's right, and that's why we started answering it for them based on their own public record. Thomas, thank you so much for your call, and also, obviously, you almost have to be a contributor to Vote Smart if you got the Voter Self-Defense Manual already, because we sent it out free of charge to all our members, which means, you know, you can just give any, to support us, you give any, there's not a membership, a set membership amount to give. If you call us up and say, I love what you're doing, I support it, I can't afford to support it, you know, financially, but I'm so glad you exist, thank you so much, we'll give you a freebie.
I really endorse that. It's a wonderful publication.
Thank you,
Thomas. Let's go next to Doug in West Allis, Wisconsin. Doug, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for your program. And I had a question. Often I get calls around this time of year wondering what are my opinions, and I usually don't answer those surveys. And I was wondering, should I or shouldn't I? I could tell you why I don't, but I'm basically wondering, is it a good idea to keep my opinions to myself? Or because basically I think usually they're just looking for how can they form their pitch to certain people in order to get their person elected.
May I answer that?
Go ahead.
We in the past have recommended people don't answer surveys for that very reason. You're absolutely right. They are used against you. They're marketing tools. They don't really care where you as an individual stand on an issue. They want to use it to, as you said, formulate their best pitches and the messages that will be most effective to them.
Yep.
So there's nothing wrong with saying, gosh, no, I'm not going to tell you anything.
Yeah.
You're using that. You know, you'll use that either to self-aggrandize or to attack your opponent.
Thank you, Doug.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We've got Ron calling from Tri-Cities, Washington. Ron, you're on the air.
Yes, I think that informed voter is essential in a constitutional republic we have. I would just recommend that you ask every candidate the following two questions.
Okay.
How do you know right from wrong, and what is the purpose of government?
Those are good questions.
Thank you, Ron.
That would be very illuminating.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate your thoughts on that.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. I have a quick break. We'll be back with more of your calls. Richard, you'll be next in Eau Claire, so stand by. And we'll take more of your calls after the break. 1-800-733-9829. And to obtain the Voter Information Manual, the Voter Self-Defense Manual, it's 1-888-VOTE. Smart. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Recently, I interviewed Jeff Nyquist. He's an expert on Russia and many other topics, and has written extensively for groups like the Center for Security Policy, that's run by Frank Gaffney, former Undersecretary of Defense for Ronald Reagan. Jeff Nyquist brings out some very important history, and that is, it is a matter of provable fact that the Kremlin and Putin have been behind training and funding terrorism for years. They let the dogs off the leash, Muslims. the Islamist to destroy America. They've done this in Europe. They're doing it in America. Americans do not understand the enemy, Islam. But they don't even understand the enemy behind the enemy, Russia. It's a matter of fact that one of the leaders of Al-Qaeda was brought to Russia for training. Do we realize who the enemy is and who the enemy behind our enemy is? If we don't, we'll never win this war.
Talking about voting with knowledge today, vote smart. Folks, you don't have to be in the dark, and you don't have to rely upon those ads on television. You don't have to rely upon that postcard that comes in the mail. They have real information at votesmart.org. Right before we go to Richard, very quickly, you do have another application for individuals called On Point. This is a mobile app, is that correct?
That's right. It's a brand new sort of cutting-edge thing that you can use on your smartphone. And basically, every week it identifies the top, the hottest issues, and then it brings them up, explains them, and then you can link to the voting records, the ratings, and the speeches of the members of Congress or congressional candidates who have said something about that issue that week. So it's a way you can take it into the voting booth with you.
Wow.
If you want to. Yeah, try it. On Point. It's available to download free of charge at an app store.
Okay, it's called On Point, and you can get more information on that also at votesmart.org. Richard, Clara, Wisconsin, thanks for your patience. You're on the air.
Yes. Is this website currently up and running for Wisconsin?
Yes.
Because I just went to my machine and entered votesmart.com.
No, .org.
Yeah,
okay.
.com is something somebody else bought years and years ago.
Okay, and I got a message the site that you requested, votesmart.com.
Yeah, don't confuse us, Richard. It is votesmart.org, okay?
Then it directs me to vote.
Yeah, votesmart.org, Richard. Thank you. Tim is calling from Irma, Wisconsin. Tim, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jim, for taking my call, and I appreciate your program. I was just wondering, Adelaide, if you guys have tried to get this information into, like, school curriculum so that seniors would be able to have a place to go and find this stuff out. Because it's the first time I've heard of this, and it sounds like a really good tool.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, we have on the bottom menu on our homepage is a menu, and one of the places is education, and it says you can click on Government 101 and another place for teachers. So there are curriculum materials downloadable there that were done by award-winning teachers on elections and government. And the fact that you've never heard of us reflects the fact that we are a shoestring operation. Although we are the best source for data on candidates and during elections that ever existed and still exists, most people don't know about us, and we just don't have a budget for advertising the way we'd like to. So I'm telling everybody who's listening, we need help, number one. And number two, it's help that is needed because we won't accept corporate or special interest money.
Mm-hmm. So that's Government 101, and for teachers, if you go to their site, votesmart.org, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see that section on education.
Very good.
And please tell everybody you know about it. I mean, we basically do depend on word of mouth. We'd love the help. We would really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
David is calling next from New Berlin. You're on the air.
Yes, first of all, I want to say I think that's a terrific service that your guest is talking about today. I appreciate it. It's a quick learning method. but if I may say so, could I say something regarding the election?
Well, I'd like to keep them pointed toward our topic today of this organization, Vote Smart. Okay. If you have a question, but we're not taking views on candidates today.
No. I was just going to say... what my suggestion was. I'll call back when it's more on the election then.
Great. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.
Bye. And then let's see, our final call today from Duluth, Minnesota. Terry, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. I just wanted to thank you and Adelaide for having this on. I've never heard of it before. Mm-hmm. I called and got my voter's manual today. It's awesome. I can't wait to get it. And it, what I like is it frees up more time for me to get these important topics that I need to know without having to go through the hubbub. And it frees up more time for my devotionals, my prayer, and my Bible reading. So thank you and God bless.
Thanks. Hey, thank you so much. You got it in the mail. And again, that must mean that you have either contacted us, wanted to be on our mailing list, or given us some kind of support. So really, thank you.
Thank you, Terry, for your call here today. Or, folks, you can just contact them and request a copy of the Voter Self-Defense Manual. And that number, again, is 1-888-VOTE-SMART. That's 1-888-868-3762. Online, all the information is right there, votesmart.org, votesmart.org. Make sure you put in the right address, votesmart.org. Adelaide, we've got just less than 2 minutes here. What would you like to leave with our listeners today?
You know what? I was just thinking about that. We're called Vote Smart, and our motto is Facts Matter. What occurs to me is that, you know, probably all by voting smart, it means you're voting with information. You're casting an informed vote. Doesn't matter. There's not a right or wrong way to vote. But what occurs to me is that probably all of your listeners are going to vote smart because they're clearly interested in the topic and they're, you know, going to get informed. But it doesn't help us if we vote smart if our neighbors and our friends don't also vote smart. So that is, I think, to leave with everybody. I think, you know, it's great for me to know what information and to be an informed voter, but I've got to make sure that my neighbors, my friends, my family, they all have access to the same kind of information so they can make a decision in their own best interest. Otherwise, we're trusting our vote. We're trusting the way we can run our lives to people who you know, have no idea, have no clue about what's in their best interest. So spread that word.
Yeah, sharing the website information with others as well as your toll-free number. And listeners, again, if there's some issue you're saying, you know, I really need to know where this candidate stands on this issue, you call the number and they'll go to research for you as to the candidate or how they have voted, if it's an incumbent, and you've got researchers at your disposal. You just need to take that initiative to make that phone call or to go online to get that information.
Yep.
Adelaide has been with us today. Adelaide Kimball, she's a senior advisor, founding board member of Vote Smart. And Adelaide, thank you so much for the time that you've invested from your life for so many years to make this tool available.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I thank you for the opportunity to share it with your listeners.
Again, folks, it's votesmart.org is a website. Write it down. And if you'd like that voter defense manual, just give them a call at the toll-free number at 1-888-VOTE-SMART. Folks, I don't need to remind you, we've done it often. Even as the prophet Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Certainly you can have knowledge as to where these candidates stand on the issues so that you can cast an informed vote and a prayerful vote. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.